All right, not much to add. Good practice today. We had as many guys out here this week or today as we've had, and I'm getting ready to go. So, if there's any final questions for the week, I'll answer them for you.
Could you talk about Trent? I mean, he looked to be really moving pretty well out here. Could you just talk about where he's at?
Yeah, I think today was his third good day of practice, so he's better this Friday than he was last. And so, you know, I can't tell you exactly what's going to happen Sunday, but he had a good practice.
Is it always going to be here for a while, be a little bit of unknown, the contact and how he deals with it Sunday?
Yeah, I think we just got to make our decisions based on where he is health-wise. And then the good news is you always play more than one running back. So we'll just see how he's doing. And then put the roster together with those things in mind.
Yeah, we haven't asked you about Tyler Rubin. Did he aggravate that injury last week, and where is he now?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what his status will be yet for this week, but I wouldn't say he aggravated it. We'll just have to see if he's ready to go. But it's the same, the calf, right? I think it says calf or lower leg or whatever. Good.
Okay. Is this the week that you think he'll have Mo back?
I don't know. We'll see. He had a good week of practice, so we'll see.
Is there going to be a roster move to correspond with Scott?
You'll see one here coming out that Phil actually is kind of an extra player until he goes on the field. So, we'll make a change. So it's coming out here this afternoon. We had a couple of guys we were watching them practice to just kind of see how they were, you know, so we can make the move. And so we're going to go in there and talk about it.
Pat, Joe Hayden was talking about Malcolm Floyd. He was just saying
he should be. He's a good player.
He was saying that the concern with a guy like that is preventing him from going over the top on you. I mean, is he pretty much? I mean, would you call him one dimensional in that way?
Malcolm Floyd?
Yeah.
No, he's a multi-dimensional receiver for sure. He can catch the ball in traffic. He can get behind you. And, you know, he's good in catching the ball in intermediate areas as well. So, no, I don't think he's one-dimensional at all.
Where does Jared Shaw play best?
He's a guard. So, him moving up, you know, I think it was good. He had a good week of practice, you know. But, yeah, he's primarily a guard.
Thank you.